My name is Kadidou Diallo. I come from Senegal and I'm living in Léa Centre. I have visited many cities in my life. The one I enjoy most is Fago. I don't know why. It seems like a dream city or dream village. The camp is a special environment because the camp is created, you know, by rules, by laws, by recommendations and something like that, you know. I refer, for example, to myself. I know that people can be frustrated because that the way of life is very boring. You know, they don't have social life. You live in the camp, you wake up in the morning, get your breakfast, go back to your room, wait the lunch, go back to your room, listening music, chatting internet. They come sometimes for room control and everything like that. You finish, you sleep, and you wake up in the morning. You will do the same things you do yesterday, and you will do tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. How many times you will live this kind of way of life? No one knows what's running in your mind, and no one maybe care what you're feeling or something like that. You feel yourself in overcrowded isolation. You know, people who are isolated, one another. You know, what's happening to you? You don't have friends and everything like that. Do you think that it's normal? You know, do you think that people are animals? A lot of people, for example, can ask themselves what those people are doing here. What they are doing for us. They are here. They are eating. They are sleeping. They have maybe their pocket money or something like that. And then, for why? This is how, you know, those some kind of people can become a little xenophobe. Some people can become a little racist. Say that, you know, migrants, you know, are unity. They just come here and we don't know for why. There is some conflict happening between refugees, but most of the time you can see also conflicts happening between refugees and people who are working in their camp, like social workers, for example. Those people who are in info point. Info point is a hot point of the camp. The door of info point and come at the desk and ask for information. Give him the information he needs if you have it. And if he turn back, don't try to murmur everything. Talking this one is like that, this one is like that, this one is like that, this one is like that. Considering yourself that you're superior to others, and you don't know that here in the camp maybe there is some people who are refugees who have studied more than you have done in life, who know more things that you know in life. You were maybe more lucky than them. You have your asylum, you have your papers, you have a job here. But don't try to underestimate people because of the situation of refugee. Yeah, I experienced discrimination. First time when I come here, if I enter, for example, at info point, there are three behind me. Or sometimes there are six at info point. When you are here talking, they come behind you and they want to hear what you're talking. When you turn back, you say, what's happened? He said, I'm doing my job. Doing your job is to stay behind you. It means that we are not safe people. When they are in the restaurant, for example, there are six or seven, and you have two or three security men in the open door. How someone can enter or go out of a door? That I never forget myself, you know. I am what I am, and I need to be respected in my personality. So some people at the beginning, you know, are trying, you know, to minimize you, you know, to put you, to underestimate you. Mm-hmm. And so you have to react, you know, you have to react, because that if every time you say, okay, it's nothing, there will be a time, you know, you will be a top. You can hurt yourself inside because you have swallowed too much frustration. You're here fighting for us, and this is something very great. It's too much way to grade someone, you know, but the simple one is to say thank you, and I say you all thank you very much for what all you're doing for us.
Am Anfang sagt Kalidou, dass ihm Freiburg als Stadt sehr gefällt. Dann berichtet er vom frustrierenden Lageralltag. Ohne wirkliche Beschäftigung strukturieren die Mahlzeiten den Tag. Damit gleicht jeder Tag einem anderen. Das Leben im Lager sei ein Leben völliger Isolation. Man lebe isoliert nebeneinander. Das sei kein normales Leben, sagt er. Kalidou erklärt sich so auch rassistische Vorurteile. Nach außen hin wirkt es so, als ob die Geflüchteten nicht arbeiten wollen und stattdessen versorgt und bezahlt werden. Er berichtet auch von Diskriminierungserfahrungen. Gerade zu Beginn seien ihm viele Mitarbeitende nicht auf Augenhöhe begegnet. Mehr als das. Das geschiehe, obwohl die Geflüchteten häufig mehr erlebt oder erfahren hätten als die Mitarbeitenden. Beispielsweise werden er und andere am Infopoint ohne wirkliche Informationen abgespeist, über sie wird hinter ihrem Rücken getuschelt und so weiter. Diese Konflikte beschreibt er als ziemliche Belastung. Irgendwann lasse sich die Frustration kaum noch aushalten. Kalidou will als Person anerkannt werden, deshalb will er sich auch weiterhin wehren.